Hey, my name is Mel, and welcome to the first episode of my new podcast, Survey Says. That's not what it's always going to sound like at the beginning. I'll find something a lot better to introduce with. Anyway, my name is Mel. I'm 20. I'm a radio student, hoping to one day get paid to speak into a microphone rather than just do it for fun. So this podcast is a part of one of my assignments where me and a group of classmates are creating an online zine filled with human interest stories called Scan Me. And actually, for this episode, I have a guest. One of my classmates, Maddie, is joining me. Hola, señorita.
Hey, hello.
Hi. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I ask you how you've been doing today, and I've been seeing you all day.
I know.
We've been hanging out since 9:30 this morning.
Woo.
Actually, 10 a.m. because I got here a bit late.
Was it traffic? Is that what you're blaming it on?
No, I slept in. I wasn't feeling too well. And so I was contemplating not coming today because I wasn't feeling the best. But then I'm like, but I have to do this.
Yeah, where's the dedication?
I am here. This is the dedication. I am actually dedicated to this. Anyway, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I'm very excited to do this. I've never done a podcast before.
Yeah, I'm excited. I get to share my opinion, which doesn't happen very often.
Well,
so let's go.
You're in the journalism class as well.
I know. Did I choose wrong? Maybe. But it's fine.
Radio is better than journalism. But
I don't think that's a topic we're covering today.
No, it's not. Anyway, I'll get into talking about this survey and what the gist of it is. SOFA survey says the survey collects the thoughts and opinions of the public using a survey, currently using SurveyMonkey, if you wanted to know. Wood.
Not sponsored.
Yet. I will get there. And I share these thoughts and opinions with you. So get to know if your thoughts are the same as majority of the population or different. You can try and understand other points of views or get mad and internally justify that your opinions are right and everyone else is wrong. So, yep. Which is fun. So actually feel free to send feedback and your thoughts if you couldn't contribute to this episode by tweeting me at Mel Maltby Radio on Twitter, obviously tweeting Twitter, or leaving a comment on the website surveysayspodcast.wordpress.com.
Do it.
We like feedback, especially this is a very like people orientated yep. audience reaching podcast.
Unless it's like really bad hate. Just keep it to yourself.
Don't say
no one needs to know.
What is it? If you don't have something nice to say, don't say it.
Yeah, exactly.
So
good cliche.
Thank you very much. So for this podcast to work, before every episode, I release a new survey out into the world via my Twitter, website, and Instagram with questions based around a different theme. And the first theme of questions for this week is it overrated?
Probably.
Well, we'll have to have a little look.
Look-see.
So welcome to Is It Overrated?
Oh my gosh, are you okay?
Actually, I'm fine. I need to stop flimsying my arms around. I'm too clear. I'm too animated.
She's so animated right now.
I'm so just looking at Maddie. I'm just like, must interact.
Piercing gaze.
Very true. So 70% of the results are for this survey are from people between the ages of 18 and 24, which isn't surprising because that's my age range. A majority of my friends are.
Not me, though.
That age? No, not you. You are 17. So you, from the under 18s people who applied, I think you're like the only person.
Probably. I make up the 7%.
7% of under 18-year-olds who did the survey. And 23% from people who were 25 years old and over.
There you go.
So like my mom and my mum's friends and my brother and his friends and actually some of our teachers.
Shout out.
As well. Shout out to Natalie and Verity. Illy, thanks for doing
guys.
It. All right. So our first Is It Overrated question is, do you think Beyonce is overrated? Very, you know.
Controversial?
Controversial. Yeah. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. As majority of the people think she's definitely the queen. So I think, don't hate me, everyone, but I think she is overrated. Like, she's great. Like, absolutely no doubt she's a great singer. All that jazz. Great, 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 great. But, Taylor Swift exists and she's, like, equally
we
as awesome.
We knew it would get into Taylor Swift, did we not?
Okay. Well, what do you think about Beyonce then?
I mean, look, anybody can sing, right? Like, she's a pretty okay singer. She's got a good bod and everything.
Yeah,
but, like,
you
know,
no doubt.
There are other people who are better. So it's like, Yeah. I don't know. I think she is kind of overrated. Everyone's like, she's the queen of everything. I'm like, well.
She can dance. So can J-Lo. She can sing. So can Taylor Swift. She can write songs. So can Ed Sheeran.
Yeah. You know? Ed Sheeran is bae.
Ed Sheeran is bae. So what? Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran. They do a song together, actually.
Oh my gosh, that's the dynamic duo.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. You and me. You're like Ed Sheeran. I'm like Taylor Swift. Anyway.
Getting off track.
Getting off track. So I'll let you know some of the answers that we actually got from the survey. One lady says she is loved and idolized for a good reason, and I like her music and performance skills, but the whole Queen Bee, etc. stuff is a bit ridiculous to me. I'd much rather admire someone like Taylor Swift, who constantly changes things up, whilst I feel Bey is always doing the same stuff as before. So that was a yes, she is overrated comment. Another, we got one here. It's a yes and no.
Someone can't make up their mind.
Someone just can't make up their mind.
Anon.
Anon. Do you want to say this one?
Yeah, sure. So Anon says...
Anon.
I'm sorry, I don't know how to say your name. Don't hate me.
No, Anon, it's like anonymous.
It is?
Oh, yeah, it's not their actual name.
I thought it was a literal name and I was like,
Okay.
Okay, Anonymous says, yes, because she's become a mainstream enough to be so popular and familiar to the public. No, because her story and her journey, particularly with her family and faith, is incredible and is definitely worth of praise, especially getting to her current status in the music industry.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah, I feel like that's a pretty good argument.
But a lot of majority of people in the music industry do have a really good story of how they got there.
True, because if you don't have a good story, then you're not going to be famous, right?
No one's going to buy your stuff if you have rich parents.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, I mean, Kendall Jenner, whatever, that whole... family has a lot of money.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, most people earn their status.
Yeah, because people like to see other people come from nothing and then go into then like go into popularity something. Because it gives them hope. So.
Yeah, no, exactly. Which I love like autobiography books.
Yeah.
I've read one in my whole life. But it's like, yeah, reading a story about a real life person just really inspires you to go, wow, that's real. That can happen.
Anything can happen. Possible, guys.
Indeed. So we have one answer that says no, she is not overrated, so this person loves her. So this lovely lady says, who else can dance or sing like Beyoncé? Who else puts on a show like her? When I see anyone who says she's overrated do that, then maybe I'll listen. She didn't do Irreplaceable and Best Thing I Never Had for people to think she's overrated. She's a queen. If anything, she's underrated.
Underrated? Are you kidding me?
She's like... Oh, anyway...
Wow, who, I don't agree with that, but like, you know, it's just so everyone has a right to their opinion.
Everyone has their own opinion. Like I said earlier, you can justify that your opinions are right and everyone else's is wrong if your heart so desires.
I think that's the first time I've ever heard Beyoncé be called underrated.
Oh, yeah, I know,
like,
right?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
An interesting opinion.
Indeed. So we'll finish with the final statistics. Overall, 48% of people said yes, she is overrated, but 52% said no.
So the final verdict is that
she's not overrated, that she's completely fine in her status.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not surprised. Like, majority of people thought that anyway.
Really? But. I'm surprised. I thought more people didn't like her.
Well,
I guess not.
Well, moving on. Batman. Batman is subject number two.
Batman.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. So Batman. I think Batman is the most pointless superhero that exists. See, even like Superman at least has powers and is some kind of alien. Batman is just a man with money and is trying to save people but fails most of the time.
Yeah, and most of his like actions are on like revenge. It's not like, I'm going to save people. It's like, parents died. It's like, you know what? Lots of people have dead parents, okay? It doesn't mean they can become rich and kill people.
Like, for example, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You know, so this first person in response to this survey, they said, yes, Batman is overrated, saying, Spider-Man all the way.
All the way.
Can agree.
Yeah.
Who's the guy who plays Spider-Man?
Tom Holland or Andrew Garfield.
Babe! What a babe!
I know. He is pretty cute. He's a babe. Have you seen his Instagram? He's always with his dog. No, it's so cute. Anyway.
Another yes answer to yes, Batman is overrated is I have a best friend who loves Batman, so if she ever sees this, she'll kill me. I tried to watch it, tried to like it and understand the hype. It just dragged on and on and on. You get the point. Couldn't get into it and don't understand how people can. I attest to this. I tried to watch it. I like Dark Knight,
Yeah, because of Heath Ledger. Yeah, that's the only good part of that reason. Movie. Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, could not watch it.
Yeah, like a lot of their like movie plots don't make much sense. Like Batman v Superman, it literally ended because they both their mothers had the same name. Like, wow, what? Bonding. Like,
wow, oh my god, hashtag war. Okay, war over.
I know, it's like, wow, okay, it was a bit too easy.
Well, on the other hand, someone who says, no, Batman is not overrated, says, Batman is fantastic on and off the screen. Someone else says, he's a mad dog. D-A-W-G.
I think he's a human, actually, but okay.
And because he's Batman, come on.
Was this person a male?
I don't know. This was just a kind of quick fire, three different people.
I have a feeling they're a male.
Probably. Well, actually, shockingly, everyone who said Batman is not overrated, majority of them were guys. And all the girls were like, yes, Batman doesn't make sense. So the end results actually shock me.
Mm-hmm.
15 of the 22 why answers are all for yes, he is overrated.
Mm-hmm.
But statistically, it says 45% think he is overrated and 55% think he isn't. So the final verdict is that, no, like, he's fine. Like, leave him the way he is.
Oh, my God. Wow. I know. Are you kidding? I was for sure that this one was going to be overrated.
All of the wives like, yeah, he's pointless. But majority of people were just like, yeah, no, we love Batman.
Yeah, that just tells you that it was the men who voted for that because they didn't write why. They were just like, we love Batman.
Well, here, someone actually said, his superpower is that he's a rich orphan. He's basically a non-magical Harry Potter.
True.
So I'm just going to end with that. Moving on, actually, to Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
So
I'm not going to do that again.
One of the questions was, is Harry Potter overrated? But without a doubt, everyone knows the majority of answers would have been praising the series because everyone loves Harry Potter, which is indeed actually what happened. Mm-hmm. So there's no point getting into a debate here. 82% of responders love Harry Potter. So I wanted to share some of the lovely comments that people left.
Life's too short to have negative
exactly
things on Harry Potter.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know, as we like diss every guy who likes Batman.
Exactly. So back to Harry Potter, some of the comments that were left were, it is a series that has stolen the hearts and minds of kids for generations, has this timeless sense to it, where the issues and themes covered in it affect and can be related to for generations more. It's so beautiful that a series can affect so many people. Another one, Harry Potter was iconic since I was a little kid, and the fact that it still resonates with millennials too is rad.
Mm-hmm.
And the final one is, Harry Potter was defining for a younger generation and gave people a sense of magic and imagination that not much else was offering, which is very true. I will add, my favourite response from someone who thinks Harry Potter is overrated is, Harry, average musician, finds himself the hero in a series of fortuitous events, Potter.
Okay, you can do that.
And another one was, it scares me, which was actually my best mate, Taylor. And I'm very interested to find out why it scares her. So I've actually got her on the phone to talk to us through why she thinks it's so scary. So Taylor, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm going to jump straight in with the obvious question. Why does Harry Potter scare you?
I think I watched it when I was about 10, and as most kids at that age, they're quite scared of nighttime and going to bed. And I think I watched it at nighttime and then went to bed and just had horrendous dreams.
What movie did you watch? Which one?
The first one with the like massive troll thing in the bathroom. In it.
So you've only seen the first movie?
Yes.
And that's it?
Yeah.
That's not even a scary movie.
I can't go back. I actually like thought about it because I was like, I wonder what I'm going to say like when they'll ask me. And I thought about it and psychoanalyzed it as I do.
And yeah.
I think it's because like I can study human behavior and like people in general, but you can't really study magic and the powers that it does, and you can't really control it or analyze it.
Well, it's all fake.
Yeah, but then like
it's just so out of your control.
Yeah, I mean, I love like witch movies and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like Sabrina, but I just not Harry Potter's just.
But Harry Potter you just can't do.
It's just a bit too much for me.
When was that the last time you watched the movies?
Yeah, so about like 10 years ago.
Wow. Oh, well, would you try and watch them again? Like
if
now?
If you watch it with me.
All right, well, cool. It's a date.
Fabulous.
Thanks, Taylor, for talking with us and telling us why Harry Potter scares you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thanks for doing the survey.
That's okay. All good.
All right, so obviously that was not overrated. Everyone loves Harry Potter. And we are yet to find something that is overrated.
Yeah. Honestly, I really thought that there'd be more things that people thought were overrated because, like, everyone has such strong opinions on these sorts of things.
Well, you want to know something that our lovely friend Emily in our class has a very strong opinion over?
Yes.
Soda water.
Soda. Oh, my God.
So our final topic today is soda water.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it tastes like horrible.
Tastes like static.
It is.
It's like watching a TV screen in your mouth.
No, exactly. So with that,
nice segue.
Here are some legit answers as to why people like it. I think it's a very interesting thought to actually enjoy it.
Yeah.
So let's listen to what people have to say. Fizzy water is better than regular water. Great flavors, stay hydrated without some BS. Nope, love that fizz. I don't drink soft drink usually because it's too sugary, but drinking plain water is very boring, so soda water gives the change in taste for my palate.
But there's no change. It just
makes it
just
worse.
Bad. It's like tasting beer without the
beer
good
is just
stuff.
Gross. Beer's horrible.
Okay.
I hate beer.
Okay. Fine. Is beer overrated, guys? Get back
yes.
to us.
No one likes... Okay, people like
Excuse
beer.
Me,
not a doubt that beer probably tastes great to some people. We've got my mate from high school actually says carbonated goodness.
There's no such thing as
said
no
one
sugar
ever except this
I
guy.
Know.
And my mate from work says not really sure why. I just like it.
You know what?
You know
Simple
what?
Simple man.
Well,
Simple
here is,
life.
Here are some reasons as to why you shouldn't like
yeah,
it.
Go yeah, go for it.
All right. This chick who answered says, it literally tastes like someone farted in some perfectly good water. Bleg.
Blech. Blech.
Bleg.
That's so true. Because,
yeah.
like, it's putting gas in there. So someone might have farted in your
it's,
soda water.
You never
and you
know.
Know.
Another lovely lady says, it tastes a lot like my ATAR score. Disappointing.
Can't relate. I dropped out.
I didn't get an ATAR
yeah.
score either. So high five.
Woo.
High five. Woo. And here is a fast fire. What is it? Speed fire round.
Yeah,
of
that works.
People saying basically the same thing. We've got tastes like TV static.
Yes.
Tastes nasty.
Great.
Tastes like static TV.
Again.
Yuck.
Same.
Nobody likes soda water and they're all wrong. How can someone be overrated if everyone hates it?
Oh, wow. Someone is really triggered by this.
Yeah. I'm surprised that wasn't me, to be honest.
Yeah, I know.
But unsurprisingly, 59% of people say yes. Yes, it is overrated.
50.
The only survey question result,
yeah.
that is yes.
Yes.
And it's something I'm very strongly against. So I definitely think it's super, super duper overrated.
Yeah.
Which means 41% of people say it's not. So it's actually quite a close score.
Emily, I'm looking at you.
Emily. Shout out from the radio room. We're looking at you. Apologies, but you're wrong. So that does wrap us up today. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, this first, very first episode of Survey Says. And thank you, Maddie Turner.
Look, thanks for
joining.
Having me. Honestly, I love sharing my opinion and I can just say it without anyone coming back to me.
Well,
like, wow.
Good. Yeah, you could just say it.
I no. know.
Well, if you want people to talk to you, where can they find you? What's your Twitter?
My Twitter. Oh, actually, I don't know what my Twitter is. Ask me what my
Instagram
is.
Instagram. All right, Instagram. What's your Instagram?
My Instagram is _Maddie_Turner. Go give it a follow.
Cool. Give her a follow. I follow her. She's pretty great. She's pretty awesome. So this podcast will be a part of a zine I'm creating for TAFE with Maddie and other classmates called Scan Me. All links to that project will be posted on my social medias. Don't forget to leave comments and reviews on my website and my Twitter. So my Twitter is Mel Maltby Radio, as well as my Instagram is the same thing. And the website is surveysays.wordpress.com. The survey for my next podcast will be posted along with this episode. So please do the survey.
Yep, go check it out.
Go check it out. If your response is as awesome and funny as the ones that we said, we'll beat to them on the podcast. I'll probably have another guest. If not, well, it'll just be me.
Or I can come back.
Or you can come back.
I can
come
back.
We'll have a little conversation.
Am I uninvited now? What is happening?
Yep. This is why we can't have nice things. So thank you for being an amazing first guest, Maddie. And thank you for everyone to listening. I will talk to you later.
See ya.
Have a great week.
Right after this podcast.
Adios.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye.